You'd think if Lawrence is so keen on football, he'd have phoned for news of the Mendelssohn transfer. Perhaps he didn't hear about it. But they had a Chelsea spokesperson on the news at lunchtime, apparently, so you'd think everyone must have been talking about it. Even Yolanda. Yes, I can imagine the beautiful Yolanda getting all worked up about transfer news, pausing in the arrangement of some gigantic white lilies in a perfect vase and saying, "Orange, darling, Orange, don't you write that celebrity fan thing about Chelsea for football magazine? This little boy is signed for 15 million bazoomas. Why you not call and consult nice editor Sue, I think she called is. Does my bum look big in this, Orange?" Well, okay, so that didn't happen. But I think I actually rubbed my hands with glee. Yo, Chelsea! I've never felt happier about 15 million good British quid being paid for a left-footed 19-year-old Bavarian. Oh, all day, whenever the phone rang, I was sure this will be him. And I'd jump up and shut the office door, but it was never Lawrence. And, of course, I can't ring him to ask him why the agony. It was always the top floor with another last-minute half-page ad, or Jeff saying he'd found out that both Total Football and 442 had Beckham covers for February when we'd cleverly gone for Michael Owen. So well done, Sue, the best editor in the world. He's so supportive, is Jeff. Keep saying how tough it is for a woman in a man's world, referring to me, you see, because he's a man in a man's world, which is relatively easy. Lawrence only ever rings on Tuesdays. It's the day Yolanda sees her therapist. Speech therapist, possibly. Lawrence, they say. Orance. Lawrence. Orance.